The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
We welcome you to episode 73 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. It's our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. Thank you for dropping by here on BridgeportIndians.com. Coming up on this episode, we are going to, we are going to jump right in. Sports season is here. We had a very successful Titletown tailgate this week at Wayne Jamison Field, which is the official kickoff to the sports seasons at Bridgeport High School. Lots of fun had at the Wayne the other night. And, here we are, golf competing. We've got soccer getting ready to kick off next week. We've got high school football right around the corner as well, and also cross country, and just a ton. Volleyball. Yeah, I don't want to forget volleyball. And Allie Burton, we'll talk with her coming up on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. So a lot to get into as school is getting ready to be in session next week as well. So again, I'll be with you here each and every week as we get you updated on all things Bridgeport High School. All right. On this episode, which is episode 73 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, we are going to visit with the defending Class AAA state champions, the Bridgeport Indians boys soccer team. Now, a little change in the offseason. Keith Dumas, who was the head coach of the boys last year, transitioned over to take over the Bridgeport girls soccer team. We hopefully will catch up with Keith coming up next week on Tribe Talk, but his replacement was his former assistant, now the head coach of the boys Tribe soccer team, Nathaniel Jones, going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Also, in our final segment, I'll give you the schedule here as things starting to ramp up in terms of the athletic calendar. So all that coming up here on this episode. But Nate Jones joins me now via telephone. And Nate, first off, congratulations on taking over the head role of Bridgeport Indians boys soccer. If you would kind of take us back to how this transition happened.
Yeah, very honored to have this role. Been kind of in the works for a little bit. Keith's original plan was to do it for about 3 or 4 years when his oldest son was playing. And then as his younger son got into high school and wanted to continue soccer as well, he added on a few more years. So it was pretty awesome that when his son was a senior, his youngest, that they went out on a state championship. Mm-hmm. It was kind of always his plan to step down and go to the girls where his daughter plays now following this year. And then it just made it that much sweeter that he got to win not only a state championship with his son, but the first one in program history.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to him last year was almost a storybook ending, just the way that that it all worked out, and obviously the ability to share that with your son has to be something that's extremely special, and even from your standpoint, being able to be a part of that and going along for the ride last year, and before we move to this year, just kind of give me your thoughts on last year and that experience.
It was awesome. It was a pretty up and down year for me last year, just individually, because I actually tore my Achilles right before the summer started. And that turned into a longer recovery process for me just due to some complications and needing a couple of extra procedures that were actually during the season. So Keith did a wonderful job of allowing me to stay on staff. It was a much different perspective coaching-wise, because normally you're able to get out there and show the kids what you're telling them. You're able to direct them in a different manner. So last year was definitely challenging brain-wise, because I had to tell kids like in more detail what I wanted from them and not physically able to show them. But then just getting into the playoffs and stuff, having complications like we had the first game, Grayson Church go down with an injury, and you're just kind of in shock, like, oh no, not like something else happening that's going to cause us from potentially winning a state championship. But the team really came together. Everybody, like probably the next four or five guys off the bench. They kept working hard throughout the whole season without complaints. And then when they got a time to step up, they really did. And got us to the state championship. We even had our center back, Tucker, the night leading into the state championship was actually up all night with like a stomach bug. And then we still pulled it off. It was awesome. It was just kind of a blur, like, for the next few days that this really happened. Just took some time to digest. But just to be a part of the first one, like, no, even if we win another one after this, like, no one can really claim getting to be a part of the first one like that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been around associated with the high school and in the sports programs for 34 years, and I often say in speeches when something like this happens, there's not many firsts left to accomplish at Bridgeport High School. So when you're able to do something, you know, like that, it's very special because, it's rare that something has not been accomplished athletically at our school, which is a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about winning a state championship and how is that a springboard for you into this season? Certainly, you know, had some graduation losses, but you've got a good nucleus coming back. It looks like, you know, the state championship had a pretty good effect on your overall bodies. Also, the roster looks pretty healthy.
Yeah. Going into this year, my message has really been, especially for the returners, like, we've had our time to celebrate. We've had our time to enjoy, like, going to different things as the state championships and stuff, but this is a new season. Like, that's a nice springboard to into this year, but this is a new team. Like, this team hasn't won anything yet. New faces. Of course, you said, like, the seniors have left and there's holes to fill, but I think our biggest challenge this year is just not to grow complacent because of that state championship last year. So to allow it to build us and fuel us and make us hungry for more, but not to take our foot off the gas because of we got that accomplishment and it felt good to get. So just to continue to make sure they don't get complacent, continue to push them physically and mentally, and just remind each other, like, this is a new season, this is a new team, and this is a new state championship we're going for. And it took us 40 years to win the first one for the soccer program. And I think the next hardest accomplishment is winning back-to-back state championships. And that's pretty difficult to do. So just reminding them that daily.
Yeah, certainly, and the target aspect as well. I mean, there's no sneaking up on anybody, and it's not that, Bridgeport, usually the red and white normally have a target on their back against most opponents. But, I'm sure they understand that level, that they're going to take everybody's best shot every night.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so tell me about some of the leadership on this team as we look down at the roster. This is a pretty good senior class in terms of numbers. And I know when you talk about, the Figueroas and the Pomeroys, and you mentioned Grayson Church, you know, going to be real hungry to get back out there and get healthy after missing a good portion of the postseason last year, a good portion of the season last year. Talk to me about the senior leadership and some of the guys you're going to lean on.
So our only returning captain this year is Grayson. He was the captain last year and got nominated for it again this year. My other two that have really stepped up are Nate Dotson and Paxton Pomeroy. Mm-hmm. Paxton has done an incredible job the last couple of years growing as a person and as a player. He's always kind of had the soccer IQ, but physically, like with speed and quickness, was a little bit of a weakness that he's kind of grown into and been able to step up with a little bit. But his leadership this year, vocally and not just vocally, but showing the kids what to do, like when we pick stuff up after practice, him and Nate are both just out there working hard to make sure we get all the balls. They've really stepped up to encourage the younger kids to respect the leadership, to play with each other as a team, to pick stuff up as a team, to get stuff out as a team. And then on the field, they're pretty calm in the storm. Paxton's been a little bit more vocal than I've expected, but both of them, when the game's getting hectic, when say it's more physical than you would like it to be, or you get into a challenging situation against an opponent that you didn't expect to, just with scrimmages and stuff so far, they've done really well to stay calm and cool and collected and keep everybody on track. Grayson, he's done a great job returning. He's worked so hard in the offseason. Like I said, he had that injury, and he has returned to great form, which I just think talks about his leadership skills that way. He's always going to work hard. He's always going to give you his best and just challenge his teammates in the manner of raising your game and always pushing yourself to be better.
So, Nate, stylistically, will it be a lot like Keith, or will you put kind of your own little spin on it? And I know also personnel changes, so that dictates things. But what type of team will this be from a kind of an X's and O's standpoint?
One great thing about working with Keith was we had the same mindset with everything, from discipline to X's and O's, to being open-minded based on personnel. And then it changes from opponent to opponent. You know, you play some teams sometimes that like to sit back in the box and you have to figure out how to get through that wall. You face other teams sometimes that they control the game a little bit more with the ball, and you have to figure out when you win it, how are you going to attack. But it's going to be pretty similar. For the most part, our attack has returned. We have a little couple of pieces to fill in the middle of the field and on the outsides. But for the most part, it's going to be pretty similar to what we did last year.
And finally, I wanted to ask you about the schedule. You know, as usual, it's a very challenging schedule. You guys always do a real good job of particularly getting some non-conference challenges to get this team as ready as they can be for postseason.
Yeah, schedule-wise, very challenging. We always like to start off the beginning of the season with an overnight trip, try to get JV and varsity games back-to-back, which we start off next weekend, Martinsburg and then Hedgesville. It just builds team chemistry, gets the boys around each other a little bit longer, helps them hang out outside of soccer as well. We do like a team dinner, and it just gets the team camaraderie kicked off right from the start, especially after they've been dealing with grueling practices and just waiting for those first games to start. It's nice for them to see us kind of off the soccer field and in the manner of like dinner and just hanging out and enjoying time with them. And then from there, the Big Ten's always tough. You got to play, I believe it's 11 games, 10 or 11 games. And I want to say the last several years, we've sent at least one or two teams to the state tournament from the Big Ten. So that just shows you how challenging it is when only four teams get to go to the state tournament.
Yep.
So just pushing through, working on getting depth throughout the season and finding other leaders on the field, both for JV and varsity, and building for the future.
Sounds good. It's here. Of course, next week we kick it off with a road game at Phillip Barber. So, Nate, best of luck this season, and we look forward to it. We will check in with you here about midseason on Tribe Talk and get your thoughts on the progress.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Travis.
Thanks, Nate. Best of luck this season. We will talk schedule when we come back after this from our sponsor, The Health Plan. We're here for you.
We are there for you to care for you at The Health Plan. We are here for you.
It's good to have options for your family or employees. Rooted in your community since 1979, The Health Plan is your trusted partner. Get flexible coverage, exceptional support, and competitive rates.
The Health Plan, we are here for you.
All right, schedule-wise, the golf team at a tri match on Thursday at Lewis County and Grafton, and they are back in action coming up on Monday, as they will be in another try match with Fairmont Senior, and University Golf continues their play next Tuesday, first home match of the season at the Bridgeport Country Club against the Lincoln Cougars and the Philip Barber Colts. So just golf for the most part early next week. And then, of course, soccer kicks off coming up late in the week. We'll have another podcast before we get to their official kickoff to the season. Did want to mention to you that the schedules and most rosters, I believe all rosters, are up at BridgeportIndians.com. So to get you ready for 26-27 school year, you can check those out. Rosters and schedules all updated. Just go under the teams link at the top of the page. Also wanted to mention to you that you can join the All Sports Boosters. The membership form has been updated, and there's a lot of great perks that go along with that membership, not only for yourself, but also, of course, good support for the tribe. And you can get that information by going under the Inside Athletics tab, go to the right, look to Boosters, and under that is the All Sports Boosters membership form. You can print that and mail that in or pay by Venmo. The link is right there on the sheet. All right, that's going to do it for episode 73 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.